This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio, 1382. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded November 14th, more frequencies for shortwave broadcasting next, clandestine news about Cuba, Colombia, Western Sahara, secret shortwave site of IRRS revealed, Ethiopia jams Deutsche Welle, how to hear Tajikistan, Bangladesh, Mongolia, and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, you may find it hard to believe, since shortwave broadcast stations are bunched into several band segments with mostly empty space between them. This causes shortwave broadcasters to interfere with each other and even with amateurs sharing the 75 and 40 meter bands. But a proposal to allocate more spectrum to shortwave broadcasting has been turned down at the World Radio Communication Conference in Geneva. Only 350 additional kilohertz in the 4 to 10 megahertz area had been requested, and that was later reduced to 200. About 25 European administrations and a few elsewhere supported the expansion, but a majority at the conference opposed it, instead protecting the contended spectrum for military and governmental fixed and mobile use. Some countries opposing the expansion nevertheless already allow out-of-band broadcasting, and it's likely there could be more of this despite the regulations. That's the gist of the reports from the conference via Trevor, Southgate Amateur Radio Club, David Sumner, and ARRL. Thanks to Mike Barraclough for passing them on to us. Meanwhile, for those wanting to make sense of current shortwave broadcast frequency scheduling, the HFCC has now published its B07 schedule. That is the public version. There are thousands of lines of information, but hundreds of lines have been censored at the request of certain participants. Nevertheless, it's a useful document. It's a zip file which you may access, thanks to Steve Lair and Dragan Lekic for getting the news to us quickly, at www.hfcc.org/data/index.html, and click on the public data link. There are other references we've not had to wait for, notably the Nagoya DX Circle, compiled by Shigenori Aoki. It's at a complicated URL, but it's updated almost every day, and very useful for finding out what you may be hearing on a particular frequency. The link to it is available in DX Listening Digest and other sources, and I'll put it on the summary for this World of Radio 1382. Another source we're waiting for is the IB list put together by Ike Biervert. He's still working on the B07, but keep an eye on his website. He'll put it up as soon as possible, www.eibi.de.vu. I've given the wrong time for one of the World of Radio broadcasts on KAIJ. It's now at 1600 UT Thursdays on 9480. Situation a bit more confusing at WRMI. After the DST time shift, all their programming was supposed to be one UT hour later on the same frequencies. That's simplifying the schedule compared to previous seasonal shifts. However, on November 11th, we found the programming running an additional 1 hour later, apparently by mistake, which put World of Radio on at 17:15 UT Sunday instead of 16:15, where we assume it will be heard from now on, as well as many other times on WRMI 7385 or 9955. Meanwhile, we heard a new program. You remember that World Cricket Today? Well, the person who's producing that has apparently decided to go for a slightly more popular silly ball game. Now it's World Baseball Today, scheduled Sundays at 15:30 UT on 7385 and webcast. And yes, it's really about the world, Latin America and Asia, not just baseball in the USA. although WIFR's original B07 schedule showed 7455 only at 07 to 1045 UT. It seems they just can't get enough of that radio teletype interference, so they've added another transmission at 0100 to 0445 on 7455. WBCQ has finally made the long-anticipated frequency change from 18910 back to 17495. It occurred on November 9th, and I find that 17495 is actually 0.1, and it's actually on reduced carrier upper sideband rather than lower. This affects one scheduled broadcast of World of Radio, although by that late hour, the MUF may have fallen, making it inaudible. UT Thursdays at midnight. Try for us on 17495. A few weeks ago, there was a special medium wave DX test from WBCQ's medium wave companion, WCXH 780 in Monticello, Maine. Unfortunately, it ran 1 hour later than expected. Some people happened to hear it anyway, but most who tried for it at the expected time missed it. So it has been rescheduled for early Saturday morning, November 24th, at 4 to 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 0900 to 1000 UT. They'll be using 5,000 watts and a non-directional antenna pattern, including special voice announcements, march and other music, Morse code, and sweep tones. Reception reports go to Alan Weiner, same address as WBCQ, by P-mail only. And return postage is required. We have a notice from the FCC Spectrum Enforcement Division in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. A warning notice and request for information to an operator of a pirate called Omega Radio. It went to Todd E. Dougherty in Taylorville, Illinois, who also holds an amateur radio license, November 9, Oscar Golf, Lima. Under penalty of perjury, he's being asked to confirm his pirate operation on 6950 and 13556 kilohertz. And of course, this puts his ham radio license in jeopardy, as well as further possible penalties. In DX News of the National Radio Club, Bill Hale says, in what may be the first AM nighttime IBOC interference complaint filed with the FCC, WYSL 1040 in Avon, New York, claims adjacent channel IBOC noise from WBZ 1030 in Boston is interfering with WYSL's nighttime signal. It's claiming adjacent channel skywave to co-channel groundwave interference, a multi-page complaint, including an engineering affidavit from communications systems engineer, consultant, and National Radio Club member Barry McLaren in Ontario. Station personnel spent more than 100 hours and drove more than 700 miles in field tests gathering data to back up the complaint, which says if allowed to continue unmitigated, the IBOC interference is likely to cause loss of advertising revenue and diminishment of WYSL's market value as a broadcast property. And they're also behind the anti-IBOC website at www.stopiboc.com. We're still wondering where that low-power transmission of Cuban clandestine Radio Republica is coming from. Giampiero Bernardini in Italy heard it November 11th at 0100 on 5954.11. He says reception was fair. A bit later, a couple of hours later, one evening, I checked the frequency, could not hear it, but I do believe I was hearing some Cuban grinding jamming, so apparently they are aware of it, although there's so much adjacent channel interference, it's hard to be certain. Another big mystery is the exact location of that carrier on 1181 kilohertz, which was first heard in August and then just about every night. However, on November 5th, I found it was finally missing, and it was also missing for a few more nights, as confirmed by a number of other monitors. However, Dan Sheedy in California reported it was back on as of November 8th, about 3 days later, when he checked at 0740. These dates more or less coincide with when that tropical storm growing into a hurricane went through Hispaniola and eastern Cuba, so perhaps the storm knocked it off temporarily. As a result of its disappearance and reappearance, there is renewed interest in getting a fix on it. A number of DX listeners are trying to get an accurate directional bearing. Paul Vincent Sacchino at Minnesota Key, Florida, has DF'd it not only from home, but on a visit to the Bahamas. and it makes him even more certain it's in the area of Santa Clara, Cuba. By the way, the carrier had been heard as far away as New Zealand, where Brian Clark also noted it missing as early as November 4th at 0600. XEYU, Radio UNAM, or Universidad Nacional in Mexico City, is still irregular, but since November 5th or so, it's been on the air most of the time, varying around 9599.3. And, of course, also often producing quite a heterodyne when there's something else on 9600, such as Cuba or Vatican. But certain hours, there is no interference, and it's quite a good signal from Mexico City. We enjoy it when they're playing classical music, for example, around 0630 late at night. They also relay news in Spanish from Radio France International, weekdays at 1330. Just as Radio Nacional de Venezuela relays via Cuba, refuses to publish an accurate and complete schedule of its own broadcasts, it also refuses to publish an accurate schedule of when they're in English. It seems they just drop in some English segments unpredictably. Ron Howard in California did hear English 2 days in a row on 6060, shortly after 1100 UT, but the next day it was all in Spanish. Now we know why the DRM test from French Guiana was missing for a few weeks from 17875, although it continued to appear on the official DRM schedules. There was a posting on the DRM North America list saying that they had been testing instead in the daytime on 6175 to see how DRM worked for local service in French Guiana. That's according to Jacques Grouzon, who I believe is with TDF. Since they have only one DRM-capable transmitter, they can obviously be on only one frequency at once. However, since then, they've resumed broadcasting on the 16-meter band. It's supposed to be from 13 to 20 UT daily, but it often starts later and ends earlier, and it's not on the air on weekends. Furthermore, the frequency is sometimes 5 kHz lower, centered on 17870. I don't hear DRM myself, but according to reports, instead of programming from Paris, since they've gone back to 16 meters, they've continued to carry programming from the local station, RFO, in French Guiana, which might make it more interesting to listen to. Furthermore, this transmission is no longer aimed at North America. We've noticed a much weaker signal. It is instead 35 degrees back toward Europe. Thanks to Brendan Wall for posting some of that info on the DRMNA Yahoo group. The Colombian Air Force has bombed a guerrilla transmitting site of Voz de la Resistencia in Lejanías, Meta. Furthermore, the streaming audio of a Swedish community broadcaster, Café Stereo, which has been siding with the Colombian guerrillas, has been hacked and silenced. So says a news report via Henry Clements from the website www.deradios.com. That location is 200 kilometers south of Bogota, probably referring to FM only, since there have been no reports for a few years now of La Voz de la Resistencia being heard on shortwave as it used to be. Kai Ludwig in Germany says reports on the German language ADX list about the HCJB German service say they hope they can postpone the removal of the last remaining antenna aimed at Europe until late 2008 and thus continue transmissions from PIFO to Europe for another year. However, the airport operator had not officially agreed to this new scheduling. This reprieve for PIFO could also be a reprieve for HCJB shortwave from Ecuador in its entirety. A report in the NASB newsletter said that HCJB would build a new transmitter site in Ecuador only if DRM becomes a real success. Here's the answer to that unidentified Latin American I mentioned last week. On 5996.3, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia says it is Radio Loyola in Sucre, Bolivia. He heard it around 2300 UT on a Saturday with a program called Cancionero de Siempre, and it closed abruptly at midnight UT without a formal sign-off. This station was last reported by the late Buren Malm in Ecuador in 2003. Rafael says it's the first time that he has heard it. And it's also reported by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania at 0945 to 1000 November 9th. He measured it on 5996.39. And reported much closer by Arnaldo Slein in Argentina on 5996.37, both in the morning at 10:10 and in the evening at 23:16. Via kilohertz, megahertz, gigahertz, or other means, you're listening to World of Radio 1382. Check our website for much more info, especially our archive of DX Listening Digest at worldofradio.org. Your comments and contributions welcome at WORADIO at yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Via Wolfgang Büschel, Jim Ronda in Oklahoma reported hearing an NID in the Dutch language at 0424 UT on 5785. Well, if you hear Dutch on shortwave, it's got to be one of two stations, Radio Netherlands, of course, or possibly one of a very few transmissions from VRT in Belgium. But in this case, Wolfgang Büschel points out, it is a mixing product from Netherlands in Bonaire. They're in Dutch on two frequencies during that hour, 6165, leapfrogging over 5975 to land on 5785. There should be another one on the other side at the matching distance, 6355. Yes, apparently there are now no other shortwave broadcasters, not even religious ones, using the Dutch language, according to the bi-language shortwave schedules at ADDX. We now confirm the new times for the DX program in Spanish from Spain, Amigos de la Onda Corta, no longer UT Sundays at 0105, but UT Sundays at 0405, and with a repeat the next evening, a bit earlier, UT Mondays at 0330. These are on several frequencies, direct from Spain, 6055, 6125, 9535, and 9620. And via Costa Rica on 3350, 5965, and 9675 for the 0400 broadcast. At 0330, it's on 9765 instead of 5965. In New Jersey, Ralph Brandy reports to the NASA flash sheet hearing the English broadcast from Polish radio at 1810 UT on 6015 via Germany. Doesn't mention the reception quality, but that's somewhat remarkable. That early in the afternoon, 49 meters, making it from Europe to North America. But this is the best time of year for that possibility as we approach maximum Arctic darkness. One of the best-kept secrets in shortwave broadcasting until now has been the true transmitter site of IRRS in Milan, Italy. If you ask them, they won't give you a straight answer. Their listings are under Milan, but they claim to have 150 kilowatts, and we know there's no such powerful transmitter in that area. Even HFCC registrations do not give the true transmitter site. Wolfgang Büschel reports on investigations made into this by Gordon Brown in NWDXC, and the news came from BCDX. The location is Rimavská Sobota in Slovakia, and it has been since last April 13th. IRRS is known by different names, Nexus International Broadcasting Association. They also carry programming of a religious nature called European Gospel Radio. Well, it so happens that EGR is part of the website of Pan American Broadcasting. And if you go to that site, www.radiopanam.com/europe.htm, it's clearly stated that they're broadcasting via the Slovak transmitter site. Furthermore, some further searching into the website of Slovak Telecom turned up, I guess in the Slovak language, but it's clear enough, an agreement between Slovak Telecom and Nexus, IRRS, for transmission starting last April on the very same frequencies which were in the IRRS schedule. And, of course, this also answers the question about the true transmitter site for the new United Nations-sponsored service to Sudan, Miraya Radio, which we've mentioned the last few weeks, on 9825. It's on the IRRS schedule at 15 to 18 UT. I'm still not sure whether it's really then or at the incorrect time of 13 to 16 where it has been heard from the outset. In any event, we now know this is coming from Slovakia. This news from Bob Zanotti in Switzerland. It's my sad duty to inform you that one of the best-known and popular personalities of Swiss Radio International, Richard Dawson, passed away suddenly and unexpectedly on November 5th in Bern. He was English by birth with the news department of SRI before joining the English service in the late 70s, a popular figure at SRI and among the audience. We were good personal friends as well as colleagues at SRI, Bob says. After his early retirement, he joined the Switzerland in Sound team as cultural correspondent, and Bob was about to record his latest contribution. You can hear Bob reading that instead and his tribute at www.switzerlandinsound.com. And there's more about Dick Dawson at dxer.ca. It seems that Belarus has been swapping transmitters around on different frequencies. Wolfgang Büschel reported that 7390 was extremely strong compared to the others as of November 5th. But Dave Kenny in England reported in bdxc.uk that 7390 was quite weak, although it was strong on 6090 and 7360, including the English 2 hour starting at 2100. Until English ended at 2300 November 9th, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania says the best frequency was 7360, much weaker on 7390. Wolfgang Büschel says there's a fourth channel, 7420, but with very distorted audio. Next time you listen to the voice of the Saharan Arab Democratic Republic on 6300 without fear, keep this in mind. Via José Miguel Romero, there was a report in the Spanish publication Libertad Digital that Moroccan police had beaten a listener to that station into a coma. The irregular Radio Bata, Equatorial Guinea, was heard again by Jari Savolainen in Finland, November 11th at 2042 on 5005. As I recall, it's also on the air around 0600. Although Tensai Ethiopia Voice of Unity, clandestine, had supposedly moved from 15645 to 11900, I was again hearing that oscillating jamming on 15645, November 13th at 1433. Not sure against whom, but it was also bothering Greece on 15650. Then on November 14th at 1443, I found a different kind of jamming on 11645. Wavering carriers sweeping slowly back and forth, causing variable heterodynes. And it turned out that the station they were jamming on this frequency at this time was not a clandestine, but Deutsche Welle's Amharic service transmitted via Rwanda. When they switched to Swahili on the same frequency at 1500, the jamming went away. Either the Ethiopians have made a considerable investment in a somewhat sophisticated shortwave jamming system, or they're clients of a hypothetical International Jamming Services Limited, using spare capacity at well-known HF transmitter sites on a mercenary basis. The external service from Tajikistan does exist, as confirmed by Dave Kenny on the Scotland DX expedition in the British DX Club. Voice of Tajik in Dushanbe was heard on 7245, October 14th at 1700, with a woman saying, "Welcome to the news broadcast from Oruzu Tajik," which means Voice of Tajik. However, the rest of the hour was impossible to understand. The announcer speaks English softly and with a heavy accent. The schedule for the clandestine Voice of Tibet via S. Aoki and S. Hasegawa of Nagoya DX Circle. 11:30 to 12 in Tibetan via Taiwan on 11560. Then they have a Tibetan and Chinese broadcast between 1100 and 1520 via Tajikistan, varying between 7425 and 7495 as it tries to escape jamming, and also via Madagascar at 14 to 1430 and 1530 to 1600 in Tibetan, supposedly for India, not Tibet, on 17550. Report in Statesman via Alokesh Gupta, DX India, says that All India Radio has finally updated its website, making available audio files of news in English, Hindi, and 11 regional languages. It's www.newsonair.nic.in or www.newsonair.com. One of the regional transmitters is currently off the air. Guwahati, not heard on 4940 or 7280. And the external service transmission from the same site, also missing from 7420, says Gautam Sharma via Alokesh Gupta. And All India Radio Gangtok Sikkim 4835 can be heard there in the morning and afternoon. However, after 1240 UT, it's blocked by that Radio Pakistan transmission and its rough audio around the same frequency. That report also from Gautam Sharma in Assam. Hearing any shortwave from Bangladesh is quite difficult in North America, but it appears that even in Europe, it's easier to hear the domestic service in English than the so-called external service. It seems they have news in English on 4750 between 1530 and 1600, according to Charles Hendry and Alan Pennington in the British DX Club. And Acker Peterson in Denmark also reports hearing that frequency in English starting at 1500 in news on the half hour. Ron Howard in California manages to hear the English broadcast from Radio Myanmar 5985.8, ending at 1600 UT. At 1400, however, for half an hour, it's blocked by Shokaze via Japan. Christer Brunström in Sweden tells us that Voice of Mongolia has changed the time of its English broadcast. It had been at 1000, but on November 11th, he heard it at 0930 on 12085 with their Sunday music program. And Mauno Ritola in Finland heard English from Mongolia on their domestic service, 7260, November 13th, at 0838. It's the second program with news in English and an ID as Voice of Mongolia on Blue Sky Radio, on the air Tuesday and Thursday. If you live in Western North America, you can even hear in Mongolia on Longwave. In IRCA, Steve Ratzlaff in Northeast Oregon says on November 12th that 164 kilohertz was the best I've heard it between 1255 and 1315. Another frequency, but with more interference from beacons, is 209. What's become of the Chinese regional station, China Huayi Broadcasting Corporation? Dave Kenny in Scotland, BDXC, says it was untraced in October on 6185. And Ron Howard in California also says if you hear Chinese on that frequency, it's much more likely to be Singapore with a much stronger transmitter. Where's China Huayi? Maybe they've moved to a wetter frequency such as 4830. This may have been a fluke, but the best signal by far from Papua New Guinea on 90 meters, says Scott Barber in New Hampshire on November 9th, before and after 1200 UT was Radio East Sepik on 3335. Remarkable at tune-in and fading a bit, but the other frequencies were just carriers. 3335 also heard by Dan Sheedy in California the morning before at 1015. In the NASA flash sheet, a tentative report from Ralph Brandy in New Jersey of Pacific Missionary Aviation, Micronesia. If this is correct, the frequency has varied some more. 4754.9, November 9th at 0807 with Christian music and religious talk in English. A reminder of a grandmother sailing alone across the Pacific, Susan Meckley, who stopped off in Hawaii until the storm season was over and was planning to go on to Johnston Island in November. Nothing further about that on her website, but keep an eye on it. It's qrz.com/callsign/W7, Kilo Foxtrot India. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued November 13th. A and K indices peaking at 20 and 5 on November 21st, but 5 and 2 starting November 27th. Solar flux dipping slightly from 69 November 18th to 67 on the 23rd to December 2nd. That's World of Radio 1382. I'm Glenn Hauser.